This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
This is the stage door slot of the show, which is sponsored by whatsonwhite.com, the website that Graham runs, and it's the place to go for all your listings. What's going on the Isle of Wight and beyond? Who knows? But I invite Graham in every week to have a little chat through an issue, in quotes, after which we plunge into the listings for the week ahead. And this week, I thought we ought to talk about the start of the visitor season, because I know this to be true, because I was in a massive queue at Whitelink in Portsmouth on Friday night, made the mistake of going to Chichester and coming back, like, I don't know, I was booked on a 7 o'clock ferry or something, from Portsmouth Harbour, got there a bit early, big mistake, can't let you in, drive off, come back at six, got back at six, can't let you in, you'll have to come back a bit later, a coach broke down and we're running about half an hour late. Meanwhile, all the in the half an hour ferries, so all these people are sort of coming a little bit earlier, and I felt really sorry for the staff, but they did an amazing job. But the number of people coming over was incredible. So, must be the start of the season, Graham.
It must be, and I think you can, on the island, you can tell the holiday season has started in a number of ways. And funnily enough, or ironically enough, it's kind of started with this hot weather that we've been having this week as well.
Yeah.
With visitors, there's something that happens to them, right? And now I'm always a glass half full type of guy.
Yeah.
I'm very easygoing. I'm very laid back.
Okay.
Right.
Brian, can I just stop? You're not going to offend all the visitors who've come to the Isle of Wight to enjoy our beautiful island, are you?
Not all of them, just some of them, right? Because they seem to sort of, I don't know, lose concentration, get heat stroke or something, and they sort of, I don't know, they start to do really strange things that only people on holiday seem to do. Now, we probably do it if we went, you know, to, I don't know, Barcelona
Or Swindon.
Yeah, wherever, you know, and we're in holiday mode and we kind of switch off, right? But they kind of forget that, you know, there's people that live and work there and we kind of need to get places.
It's sounding really like a rant, this, Graham. It's building up, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've got a list as long as my arms. And I've got pretty long arms.
All right, give us a few examples, go on.
Well, today I'm driving in, and I was about 5 minutes late. I normally like to get here for about just before two, but I actually got in just after two. So we were kind of straight in on it. And I live in Shanklin, so almost from the outskirts of God's Hill to Blackwater, I was following somebody who was driving at least 20 miles an hour below the speed limit of the road. Now, you know, it's not wet, it's brightly lit, it's quite, you know, and it's kind of like, and then they kept putting their brakes on to brake check me. I wasn't that close behind, but it's kind of like, I'm trying to find a space to overtake you, because I can't sit here behind this person.
Do you know what kind of car it was?
I'm not going to go into that much detail, just in case, it wasn't me, was it?
Now, I'm a careful driver, you know.
Yeah, but there's being careful, and then there's just Dolly daydreaming along the road, do you know what I mean? Because you can see some nice, you know, and I kind of, and the sort of laid back person in me goes, you know, they're enjoying the view. They've not seen that view of, you know,
The Rookley Post Office.
Rookley Post Office and the car lot and, you know, and Blackwater Mill and all that sort of stuff and the quarry. They've not seen all that sort of stuff before and probably wondering what all that reflective stuff is in the fields. It's just solar panels. Oh. I'm sure they've got them elsewhere.
Oh, right. I must slow down for a look when I'm going home.
And, you know, forgetting how many roundabouts work and you know, stuff like that.
Oh, don't get us started on that one. To be fair, that's not just visitors.
Is it not just a visitor
thing? Oh, no. I've had many experiences of roundabouts. It's like, just wait there long enough somebody will sort of toot the horn and that'll be your signal to go. Maybe that's what they think the rules are. If somebody toots the horn, I can go now.
Yeah.
Give way to the traffic from the right.
Yeah.
Well, the people are just so nervous, aren't they?
I think what complicates it is when you've got one of those mini roundabouts with four junctions.
Oh, yeah.
And all four cars arrive at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, who got there first?
Mm.
So I normally just, you know,
just steam through.
Because somebody's got to start.
Yeah. Oh, you just blare your horn and drive through, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do the horn thing.
No.
That's a bit aggressive.
You just shout out the window.
My windows are up, right? The aircon's on. So I toot really loudly, louder than normal, because that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
And then I just mutter under my breath.
Yeah.
So they'll never know.
I know.
To me, they just, if they're looking at me, I just look like I'm smiling and enjoying myself.
But lots of people who live on the island weren't born here. I mean, like me, I came over. I haven't quite got a medal yet, but I came over, it must be about nearly 10 years ago now, and I'm still here. I haven't been kicked out. but I came from Edgware, just outside London.
Oh, yeah.
So regularly drove on the M25, the madness of the traffic there, and you know you have to make progress and stuff. And then coming to the island, I was maddened to start with, because you just got that psychology that you're in a hurry and all I want to do is to get to this place. But on the island, it's just slower. And so I can have some sympathy.
It is when you're... I used to come on holiday to the Isle of Wight before we moved over full time. And I couldn't wait until I got to the end of my holes so I could go back in onto the mainland and put my foot down on the motorway.
And shout
obviously
abuse
70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But everything was just too slow. And I never ever envisaged myself being able to sort of come over here and, settle into. And now I've got into that mindset of when the kids go, can we go to Tesco's? I need to go and buy, this Lego set that's just come out or something like that. And I go, all the way to Tesco's. It's like 20 minutes away.
I know.
And I think I used to sit for 20 minutes on the ramp to get on the M4 at 7:30 every morning I used to work in Park Royal at one stage, so I'm not too far away from you.
I know.
And it's just, it is madness. But I've now settled into it. I do, throw my hands up in disgust when the kids want to go any further than sort of 10 minutes drive away.
I know.
But I do know how to use a mini roundabout. And
we keep coming back to
and
that.
And I do drive to the speed of the road.
I know. We haven't even talked about coaches or caravans or motorhomes yet, have we? Or tractors.
No.
All the things that there are.
Well,
that
you see, tractors
seem designed to stop you doing what you want to do. That's your mindset, isn't it? When you go out in the car, you just think, all I want to do is go to that shop and get the beer I need that will keep me sane from having to do the drive. And yet, you get to the give way sign and your heart will sink, won't it? Because just coming up on the right, it's a steamroller off to one of the steam fairs. Or a vintage tractor driven by somebody who isn't even looking at the road. He's just sort of waving at everyone. And you just... And you think, I know it's a tourist island and I want people to have a lovely time, but can they not travel at like 3 a.m. or something? We're so unfair, aren't we? Maybe we're just becoming intolerant older people, Graham. Do you think that's what it is?
I've got a fair way to go till I'm older.
Okay.
In my mind, anyway.
But you did have to think about that,
physically,
didn't you?
Yeah. There's to go on about. I mean, I kind of like, I accept the coaches and stuff like that because, they're bringing people over. And the professional drivers, they tend to sort of know what they're doing
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
And they've got the sat navs and all that sort of stuff. But there's a great clip of Lee Evans in a tractor talking about tractor drivers. If you go on YouTube, just Lee Evans tractor city boy, and have a look at that. It's absolutely brilliant.
Okay. All right, have you got that off your chest now, Graham?
Are you all right?
Because I just want to say, for the record, Vectis Radio welcomes visitors to the Isle of Wight, and I don't want you saying anything that will damage that.
No.
And if you don't mind.
And so does What's on White. What's on White accepts visitors of any driving ability.
Excellent. So that's the small print in voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Graham. Anyway, well, you've got that off your chest. So how about we launch into our stage door slot? And with all the lovely people who've come over, and they're going to have a fantastic week with this weather. And the Isle of Wight is famous for the amazing events it puts on. So could you just give us a pick of the bunch, Graham?
Yeah, we've got... well, this week I'm going to talk about some outdoor cinema, some Scottish fare, some Romans, and some brass bands. All in one go.
Wow.
So...
They're not all at one event, are they?
No, they're not, no. We have a film company come over called the Travelling Film Show, and they set up a big screen, outdoor screen.
Do they drive here in a big van?
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
But maybe they're the ones who held you up coming in today.
They drive... No. unless they travel with a great big dog in the back. I think it was a St. Bernard. But they set up some screens around the island, and they're showing some fantastic films in some fantastic locations as well. And it's not all, it's not all just sort of, adult content. I say adult content movies. I don't mean sort of that type of adult content.
No, of course
I
not.
I mean sort of, there are some family shows in there as well. They've actually got two screenings this week. They've got Mamma Mia in Ventnor Botanic Gardens this Friday. And on Saturday, they've got Dad's Army, which is the latest Dad's Army movie Toby Jones and Bill Nye and Catherine Zeta-Jones. That is a brilliant movie. It will be made even better by the outdoor setting and experience they're in. And that's been screened Saturday at Motherston Gardens.
Okay.
After that, they're showing Lost Boys at the Garlic Farm, Labyrinth, which is a David Bowie kind of cult classic film. Yeah. That's at the Garlic Farm. They've got Star Wars, The Force Awakens, which is the big... latest Star Wars movie that opened at Christmas time. That's on at Carisbrook Castle. They've got Jurassic Park, Northwood House during Cow's Week. They've also got Ferris Bueller's Day Off during Cow's Week. They got High Rise at Ventnor Park and the Grand Budapest Hotel, both at Ventnor Park, that they're in August. Now, these two are a little bit kind of artistic, more artistic films, because it's also Ventnor Fringe at the same time. Yeah. So, there's the loads and loads going on, but there's a bit of an international film festival going on at Ventnor Park.
Yes, there is.
They've got two movies shown at it. There's also Zootropolis, which is the latest one of the, is it Disney movie? Quadrophenia. We'll be at Ventnor Botanic Gardens later in August as well, and at Sandown Zoo. Can you guess what they're going to show?
It's not the Jungle King, is it?
Ooh, close. Jungle Book.
Ah,
not the latest one, but I got a bit
mixed up. Didn't I? Lion King, Jungle Book.
Yeah,
I'd sort of made a new movie there. The Jungle King.
that's the next movie.
It's the Heat.
Funnily enough,
that's the sequel, isn't it? They're going to bring the two together. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
And it's the latest Jungle Book showing as well. So Jungle King is next year,
right?
This
and the Lion Book.
Funnily enough, last year the Lion Book. Funnily enough, last year they had two shows at Sandown Zoo, and they did The Lion King and the original Jungle Book.
Okay.
They're all listed there on our site. If you go to film and then in the side menu, look for pop-up cinema.
Yeah.
You'll find it there.
Okay.
We've also got this weekend on Saturday the Island Highland Gathering and Country Fair. Now, this used to be called the Highland Island Games.
Yep.
And it used to mainly be at Robin Hill, and it had like Toss the Caber.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Eat the Haggis and all sorts of bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And it's kind of changed. It's kind of changed a bit. But they've still got some great favourites in there. They've got pipe bands. They've got Scottish dancing. They've got what else have they got? They've got drum bands as well. And they all have a drum off and a pipe off and a dance off through the day. They've got lots of extra little bits going on as well. There's falconry displays. There's food. There's you know, sort of like contemporary sort of music as well. So that's on Saturday.
Will they be tossing the bagpipes? Did they get that wrong as well?
If it rains, they might. Because this is all outdoors, so might get slightly. What is the weather forecast for Saturday anyway?
It's pretty good.
Graham. Is it? Okay, So Saturday it's on 10 till 6, and it's at Northwood House. Okay. Also on Saturday there's a free archaeology day at Newport Roman Villa. Fred Basford, who's the finds liaison officer, is available to identify all your archaeological finds. There's a Roman herb garden, there's a photo hunt, there's craft activities. Newport Roman Villa is tiny and it's tucked away. But I can't remember what road, Cypress Road, I think it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Just the other side of kind of like the Marks and Spencers type area. It's on between 11 and 3. There's no booking required, just turn up. You know, it's a free heritage event.
Okay.
So that's quite a good one to do with the kids and the family. What else is going on this month? Well, we've got. I'm writing on the site a little thing about the kind of like the hidden gems on the island, right?
Okay.
And I live in Shanklin, and I always think one of the little hidden gems that is not that well known is Rulston Gardens.
Yeah, I know
which
where
is
you
just
mean.
Just off the back of Shanklin Chine.
Yeah.
And it's a smallish park. It's got some paths around it, and there's a couple of hotels, and there's a little cafe type thing in the middle of it with some crazy golf and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they've got a purpose built bandstand in the middle of the park area, and throughout the summer they have musical. I say musical as opposed to there's no rock and roll bands in there, although occasionally a band called Lucid play, but I think it's more for their style of music, but mainly you'll see some fantastic brass and orchestral type bands and some choirs occasionally as well. This week there's something on virtually every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday. Tonight you've got the Cows Concert Band from 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night you've got Bob Howarth Big Band. That's fantastic. I've seen those that they've already played quite a number of times there. I took the kids over to watch them. Fantastic. The range of music that they play is fantastic. And the first time we went over, they did actually have somebody that came up and sang a couple of numbers, bit you know, kind of Frank Sinatra type style numbers. On Wednesday there's the Sandown and Shanklin Military Band. On Thursday there's the Vectis Brass Band, and on Sunday there's the Shanklin Town Youth Brass Band. And on Sunday it's at 3 o'clock. All the others are around about sort of 8 o'clock ish.
Okay.
So yeah, they're fantastic. They've got deck chairs there which you can hire for £1. If you don't want to pay £1 for that, you take your own chairs, you can sit a bit further back. But they've, you know, the acoustics are brilliant. You'll have a brilliant night, and there's also a bit of food and drink, you know, snacks or whatever.
Okay.
And then just a little bit of news for stuff that's coming up. Obviously, there's Cows Week coming up. Vintner, why do I keep wanting to say Vintner French?
That's wine, Vintner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that beer I had on the way.
Yeah.
Vintner Fringe. There's also the Chale Show.
Yeah.
There's also the Yarmouth Carnival and Regatta. And later on in August is Classic Isle.
Of course.
Over at,
yeah.
Cows. So,
so lots of big events.
So there's loads and loads of stuff going on. And of course, you know, if you know, if you want a cheat day out with the kids, then what, we're surrounded by fantastic beaches, promenades, you know, go for parks.
I know.
You know,
go complain, can we, Graham?
We can't complain, no, and I shouldn't really. And, you know, apologies to all those drivers.
Who you've offended on the way in.
Who I offended on the way in.
Yeah, you know, but now you're making it up to them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you apologising on air, Graham?
I apologise to them.
Okay.
Profusely.
Okay. Well, I best wish you a safe journey back, because who knows who's waiting for you in the car park now. That was Graham Craig, everyone. Graham from whatsonwhite.com. All the things he's talked about are listed on the website, whatsonwhite.com. And that's it for Stage Door this week. Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.